Blog Talk Radio.
This is for the girl who doesn't know what to say and doesn't know what to do. She wants to tell someone, but she feels so ashamed. You're gonna make it through. There's gonna be a change, like sunshine through the rain. So don't be afraid. It's time to heal your pain. Oh, 'cause you're a fighter, you're a survivor. So no more silence. You gotta tell someone. You got one.
Welcome to Curzon 3D Radio. Let me truly say, I am excited to be before you this evening here on Curzon 3D Radio. Hello out there, radio land. This is your host, Aunt T, and I'm getting ready to make it do what it do, baby. Welcome to our October series, Celebrate Good Times. We are still celebrating all month long our second birthday, and I'm excited to say, whoop, whoop, it's our birthday, baby, 2 years strong. And tonight, oh my goodness, we have a absolutely fabulous show for you tonight with Dr. Yeah, I said it. Dr. Michelle Harris Stanford is going to be joining us live in Hot Topics tonight, and she's going to be sharing this platform with us tonight. She is the founder of I Am Somebody Counseling Center. We are honoring Domestic Violence Awareness Month. You're not celebrating domestic violence, but we are celebrating the awareness of domestic violence, because we want everybody to be in the know. Again, welcome to Curz and 3D Radio Show. I am your host, Omega Auntie Mother Seal. They do call me the illustrious, the bad, the bold, the beautiful. Yes, 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 but I share this platform with two lovely, beautiful, hot, sexy co-hosts, and they are definitely ready to do the do here on Curz and 3D Radio tonight. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves, because I want y'all to know exactly who they are, baby, because you will see their names in light. Yes, you will see their names in light. So I want to introduce some and definitely say to and to reintroduce Swan and Miss Moni to the other ones that may not know them, but they're going to tell you a little bit about themselves. They're going to tell you who they are, where they hail from, meaning where they reside, and they're going to tell you, I'm going to ask this question tonight, ladies, because y'all know I want to know. Do you, have you personally ever experienced domestic violence, or do you know someone personally who has experienced domestic violence? So I want you to tell them who you are, what it is that you do, where you hail from, and have you ever personally experienced domestic violence, or do you know someone who has experienced domestic violence? And Ms. Moni, we will start with you tonight.
Hi, everyone out there in Curvy Land. It's Moni Maroc. I'm coming to you from Arizona, sunny state of Arizona. I am currently the 2017 Mrs. Scottsdale Plus America, and I am known by Moni Maroc. To answer your question, I have not personally had too much experience with domestic violence, but yes, I know quite a few women that have experienced it. Quite a few.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Yes.
And it's such a tough thing to talk about. And it's especially for me, and I'll talk about that in my segment. But Ms. Swan, if you can introduce yourself and tell them who you are and where you hail from, a little bit about yourself, what you got going on, and have you ever personally experienced domestic violence, or do you know someone who has experienced domestic violence?
Hey, hey, hey. How everybody doing out there? Man, when I tell you, it's been a day. It's been a day, so why not make it a night? And she said, I am Swan from Swan Central Plus, where we bring you fashion that inspire you to love you. So I'm the owner and the CEO of Swan Central Plus. We are currently running our special 20% off. Use code HAPPY20. And I can be found on Facebook and on Instagram. But I reside in Orlando, of course, where all the beautiful people are. That's why they call me the beautiful swan, because the people in the city of Orlando are all beautiful. Yes, we are. Domestic violence hits home, has hit my mom's home, has hit home with dad, sisters. I'm familiar. We can talk about it. I am familiar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I tell you, it's real. It's real and it's blood sugar raw, as Auntie always say. So I can't wait to get into hot topics.
Okay,
yes,
then.
Yes.
And we're going to go ahead and we're going to share a little bit more about Dr. Michelle in just a minute, but she is live with us now here on Curz and 3D Radio. So, Dr. Michelle, tell them who you are, a little bit, just a little smidget about yourself, because we're going to introduce you a little bit later, where you hail from, and have you ever experienced domestic violence or know someone who has?
Hello, I am Dr. Michelle, and I reside in Manchester, Georgia, home of Georgia Peaches. And yes, I am a survivor of domestic violence, and yes, I deal with women, men, and children on an everyday basis that deals with domestic violence.
All right, you guys, it's getting ready to get real hot up in here. They do call me the illustrious, the bad, the bold, the beautiful, Omega Auntie Mother Seal, and I hail in the beautiful city of Lakeland, Florida, baby. Yes, yes, Central Florida at its best. It's Lakeland. And let me tell you something. I am I do so much. I do so much. But I definitely want to shout out Impact, My Pretty Auntie Closet. I want to shout out 3D Plus Models and Enhance You Image and Success Coaching, where I will successfully enhance what you already possess. So if you're looking for that makeover, ladies, or if you experience domestic violence and you want, and you're a survivor and you want just a total overhaul, please reach out to me at Enhance You Image and Success Coaching, because I am here to help and I will do it for absolutely free. So you heard it here on Curzon 3D Radio, but you have to say you heard it on Curzon 3D Radio. So that is what I do. I absolutely love you, ladies. Now, me, myself, personally, when I reached out to Dr. Michelle and had her to come onto the show, I was like, baby, auntie don't understand domestic violence. But that could be Dr. Michelle, because I'm a little bit crazy. So, you know, when them dudes meet me, they know this ain't the one right here. So I don't know. But I said, I can't really talk about that, but I need me somebody, because I did not want this month to end without us talking about domestic violence, because it is definitely prevalent. 1 in 4 women experience it, or will experience it, in their lifetime. So I bought a professional. You know what? Mm-hmm. It's one, y'all know Auntie, and y'all know how I do it, because I always bring it blood raw and sugar sharp, baby. Let me tell you something. If I don't know, I don't have a problem saying I don't know. Everybody
All
understand
right.
what I just said?
Yes.
But I'm
going
to help you be in the know. Now, that's one thing you can count on with me. If I don't know, I ain't going to be trying to talk about something I don't really know about, because I'd be confused. I'd be like, well, how that happened? So it's just best to be the professional on to deal with this subject with us tonight. And we have a professional, someone that can talk about living in and outside of domestic violence. So we're going to get right on into the show. We have a beautiful show planned for you tonight. But what I want everybody to do is stop, drop, and roll. Take a minute. Send out a text to your family and friends and tell them to call in to 347-945-5886. 347-945-5886. And let them know that we are on here talking a serious topic tonight. Now, you know, we are fun loving and, you know, we embrace all. We're going to have a good time because we're still celebrating. But because we're talking tonight about when hurts heal. So we want to definitely talk about the healing process of domestic violence, because we want people to not live in the past, but we want them to have a brighter and greater future. So we are talking about it. Just want to shout out Ms. Flanice Lewis from last week, who came in and she talked about breast cancer and breast cancer awareness. We had such an excellent show last week, so I definitely want to thank that beautiful young lady for coming on and sharing with us last week. But it is National Breast Cancer Awareness and National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So we're hitting it hard at the end of the month, but we wanted to make sure we got both of these topics in. Ladies, I hope you have had a grand week thus far. I know I am going to be extremely busy the next couple of days, because my nephew is getting married. He is getting married on Saturday. And I love when these young people, you know, want to live right and want to live right before God. I just absolutely love it. And so I know that the next couple of days I'm going to be stretched out. So I want to make sure I tell you guys to have a great weekend early, just in case we run a little bit over into the show tonight. But we're going to try to keep it at our normal time, which is 1 hour, but we don't always make it, y'all. And it's okay. I know y'all love us anyway, because we be giving out some good information. But definitely, if you are on and you want to talk to the host, or if you want to talk to Monty, if you want to talk to Swan, if you want to talk to Dr. Michelle, you have to press 1. And the number is 347-945-5886, 347-945-5886. You have to call in and you have to press 1. Let me go right into our format tonight will be Throw Me a Curve, which is our In the News segment. Right after Throw Me a Curve, I'm going to go right into Food for Thoughts, because that is our most motivational and inspirational section. So I want to go right into that. And then after we do Food for Thoughts, we're going to head over to Moni, and she's going to bring us Fashion Forward. I'm going to play our theme song and play Dr. Michelle's theme song to get her pumped and hyped and ready to go. I'm going to introduce her lovely, and we're going to go into Hot Topics, and right after Hot Topics, we're going to do our beauty segment with Swan, and see it in 3D as our beauty segment, because we definitely like to make sure that you stay absolutely gorgeous, baby. So tonight, throw me a curve. I'm going to be talking about, because Curves in 3D Radio does cater to the plus-size woman and plus-size positivity. And on yesterday, Chrissy Metz of This Is Us, and she shared on what it was like to be plus-size in Hollywood. And for those that know Chrissy Metz, she is an actress best known for her current role on the hit TV show This Is Us as Kate. She spoke with Today about why she loves her feet and why, other parts of her body deserve love too. It's so amazing that in 2016 we can still have titles and captions of news that says being a plus size woman in Hollywood or being a plus size woman in America. It's just when, 94% of women in America are over a size 14. Why is this such a still headline? I mean, ladies, I need some feedback. I need you guys talking to me. Why is this still a headline?
I have no idea why.
It's always still a headline because they, for some reason, people really think that's the norm because that's what they see mostly on TV. Now, it's changing a little. It's changing a little, but that's what they see. So, the fact that that's what they see or are seeing on television, that's what they're thinking. But in reality, we know the truth. And that's why you got to love yourself. You got to love yourself.
Now, that's her whole point. Right. That is her whole point. She said before you can even ever expect someone else to love you, you have to love yourself. And, even went as far as to talk about loving her feet, and then, loving every other part of her body. And it's so wonderful. It's like they almost get angry with you when you're plus size and confident.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't understand. Right. It's like we make them mad when we show up and we're dressed to the nines, we look good, hair on fleek, makeup on fleek, clothes, outfit on fleek, and we have that confidence. And they'd be like, why are you so happy and you fat? I'm like, are you kidding me?
Because we eat.
That's I know that's right.
And we like to eat.
I mean, I loved her confidence. I actually watched the video, and she said, the truth is, I don't find my value in my body or my weight.
Yes.
It's
really
more about who I am and what I can offer as a human being to the people in my life and the people in the world.
Mm.
I thought that was a profound statement. I don't find my value in my body or my weight.
That's true.
And you just thought, this is so true. We're so much more than our dress size or our body type. We are so much more than that. And it's a shame that people can't really get past in this day and time. It could be a family of all skinny people, but I know that just about every family in America has a plus size relative.
Right. Yeah.
Come on now.
Yes. Yeah.
So this is not like obsolete or something that just is not happening, but it's so amazing that you can be so comfortable with self as a skinny person, but so uncomfortable with a plus size confident person.
And in reality, the smaller person is not comfortable.
And that's why they have a big problem with us being secure and being comfortable in our skin. You know?
I'm just blown away. It may not seem like news to most, but I just think when I see headlines and titles like that in 2016, that people
right.
really still have a problem with plus size women.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
So that was my in the news. I know I could be talking about political stuff and everything, but and I'm going to talk a little bit about statistics. I want to share some stats that I have, but you would be amazed at, and that's why I'm talking about how confident this young lady is, Ms. Metz is, because you would be amazed at the number of plus size women that are in domestic violence relationships. And I'm going to really talk about that with Dr. Michelle, and maybe she can kind of shed some light on that for me, because I want to know. When I don't know something, I'm going to ask all the real questions. So I want to
yeah.
know. So we'll talk yeah. about that in just a minute, Dr. Michelle. But I'm going to move into our motivational and inspirational segment, which is Food for Thoughts. Today I had on my purple, and I've been wearing purple all week, and all last week I wore pink. But today I had on purple, and there was a substitute teacher that was at my school today, and she complimented me on my outfit. And that was my chance to tell her why I was wearing purple. And I said, I'm wearing purple because it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And she looked at me like, I guess, like, okay, why would, but the look in turn, because she came up to me and she stood right in my personal space, and she was like, I am a survivor. My first husband was an abuser. And she went, I never met the lady, never shared anything, don't know her, she didn't know me, but I guess she felt comfortable enough because I made that statement to talk to me, and she shared her story. So I'm going to share her story today. She stated that she was in an abusive marriage for over 10 years.
Mm.
But she said, and I'm going to ask Dr. Michelle to lean in on this with me in just a minute. She also stated that her abuse didn't start with her husband. It started, she was abused as a child, even in her own home.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was it transferred into her marriage.
Yes.
She said she never knew she was smart, because she said, you know, she went to end up going to college, but she never knew that she was smart. She never knew that she was pretty. No one ever
mm-hmm.
told her so.
Mm-hmm.
But then I asked, you know, then she was telling that story. So I asked, how did, you know me, because I'm going in. Well, how did you get out of the situation? Because you said your first husband, so that led me to believe that she had got out of that situation and had remarried. And she stated he died in a car wreck. That's how she
wow.
got her freedom.
Mm,
she said,
wow.
that's how I got my freedom. He died in a car wreck. She said, but let me tell you something. She said, when he died, my children and I were able to receive his Social Security check until they got grown, until they, you know, went off to college. We were able to, 18 and went to college, they were able to get his Social Security check every month.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I was like, so even, and she was saying that because when she was in the marriage, he never wanted to give her anything, cover her expenses. Why would she want everything? It was like a struggle for her to get finances from him. But in his death, he took care of the children and her financially because they received his Social Security check. But she is, I'm happy to say, whoop, she is now happily married for over 42 years with the same husband.
Yes.
Who
Amazing.
Helped her raise her children. Never, she said, we argue, but never in a derogatory way. But what I also liked about it, was that she said, I had to get a lot of counseling. She said, I went to paid counseling, church counseling. She said, because I did not know how to love and accept myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she had to go through years of psychotherapy just to get where she's at now, but a beautiful older woman, really, you know, just shed some light on the situation for me, and I wasn't expecting any of this conversation because, like I said, I didn't know her, but when I said what I was wearing my purple for, so you never mm-hmm. know when you are standing for a cause how someone will benefit and bless your life, because she blessed me today. She really did.
Yes, yes.
She really right. did, and I wanted to share that in Food for Thoughts just to give you some encouragement that, you know, one man in your life, and I'm going to say it like this, maybe the devil, but you never know when God's going to send you your true Boaz, someone that's going to take care of you, love you, and treat you like you are somebody. So I wanted to share that in Food for Thoughts tonight, that wear your colors. Wear, if it's a month and you can celebrate it, just wear your colors and tell somebody what you're doing, because you don't know who needs to share their conversation or share their life with you. So this is Auntie with Food for Thoughts, and definitely wanted to get that story out there today because it truly touched me tremendously. We're going to go for a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Fashion Forward here on Curzon 3D Radio.
Are you stylish, sassy, sexy, sophisticated, and statuesque? If you answered yes, Impact, My Pretty Auntie Closet is the place for you to shop. From large to 3X, all fashions were selected with you in mind. Check out Impact on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Pretty Auntie Closet. Make an impact with My Pretty Auntie Closet in your closet. Shop today on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Pretty Auntie Closet.
All right. That's www.mypretyaunticloset.com, or you can dial 304-504-MPAC, 304-504-MPAC. And trust me, it's for the sassy, sexy, sophisticated, sultry, statuesque woman, My Pretty Auntie Closet. All right, welcome back to Curzon 3D Radio Show. We're going to keep our segment moving. We have a great hot topic for you tonight. Special guest, Dr. Michelle Harris Stanford, is going to be talking to us about living in and out of domestic violence. So please stay with us. But right now we're going to go over to Moni out of Arizona, who's going to be sharing with us Fashion Forward.
Hi, it's Moni. everything's trending right now. Well, as we come to the end of October, I have some fun and flashy treats for you ladies. What's really trending right now, we're going into the November month, and we are going in with the faux leather and cheetah print combination, these two together. We're seeing a lot of the faux leather on the runways. We're seeing it paired together with the cheetah, and I'm a big animal print. I love cheetah scarves, cheetah everything, cheetah shoes, everything. So look for the faux leather. Go out and get yourself the leather pants, the dresses. I think I've seen quite a few on some of our plus size models. I will be posting on Moni Maroc page. Also, what's trending right now are the booties. They're still trending. The boots, the in camel color. Also, I've seen a few in the cheetah print, so if you can get those, pick those up somewhere. And, Auntie, you're going to love this trend. The camel color blazer is trending right now. And a lot of women are pairing it with white. It's a basic white tank top, white jeans, or, as like I said, we're leaving October and we're going into November. We're going into our holiday season and our holiday colors. So you can pair that camel throw or cardigan or blazer with a flashy red dress. That's really trending. I have all these looks and more that will be posted on Moni Maroc, and I will also post these looks on Curves and 3D Radio. Look for these updates. And also, Auntie, you are going to show us something, aren't you? With the plaid?
I am going to be posting something really soon. I went shopping, had a shopping outing with my niece and my sister on Sunday. I picked up me a cute plaid red and black dress. that I'm gonna with it's a tent dress that I'm gonna be pairing with a black turtleneck, long sleeve turtleneck, and my stylish black tights and some red boots. So I'm really I might throw it off with a different color boot, but I'm not sure if I'm gonna wear black or red just yet. I don't know, but definitely gonna be wearing that. And I picked up me a nice black velvet jacket, a throw on like a little Carnegie jacket. So I'm going to be wearing that too. I don't know really what I'm going to be pairing that with, but I think I'm going to do a photo shoot if I can find me some black velvet boots, because that's what I'm looking for right now. So if you hear or see any black velvet boots, and I want to put it with some jeans and my 3D or Impact tee, so I'm going to want to do a shoot like that with that. So I did buy some velvet, like you did say that was trending, and I bought my plaid because you said that was trending. So I'm ready to take me some
velvet
pictures.
Right, the velvet and the plaid is still trending, and I want to give a special shout out to one of our 3D Plus models, Shay, who wore a I believe it was burgundy color velvet dress, and I'm going to post her up. She was listening in, and she wore her velvet. That is very is trending, and it's hot right now. I have all of these looks, including Auntie's look and more, that will be posted on Moni Maroc. You can also go over and like me on Mrs. Scottsdale Plus America 2017 page. And follow us on Curves in 3D Radio page. And don't forget, you can find all these looks and more in 3D Plus models. And like I always say, it does not matter what you wear as long as you go out and flaunt those curves. Thank you.
That's how we do it. Yes, I am excited. Ladies, it's one thing, you know, and we're talking about domestic violence and everything that I have read or researched about domestic violence, it lends itself. And Dr. Michelle, we're going to talk about this because we are definitely headed into hot topics right now. It lends itself to a lot of the ladies having low or no self-esteem. So we're going to be talking about that. And when you look good, you feel good. And when you feel good, you put your best foot forward. So we're going to be talking about that in Hot Topics, When Hurts Heal, Living in and Out of Domestic Violence with Dr. Michelle Harris-Sanford. In just one moment, I want to make sure I get in Kelly Price. It's my time, because that is Dr. Michelle's theme song, y'all. Here it is.
Yes.
One, two, one, two. Here we go.
Tell me they got a theme song, you know, Auntie all in. I got to get me a theme song.
Right.
Somebody find me a theme song.
Right.
I absolutely love it. Dr. Michelle is a licensed and ordained minister at the Valley Grove Church in Manchester, Georgia, where she teaches the youth church school ministry. She is the instructor of the youth praise dance ministry and sings on the praise team ministry. Dr. Michelle is an instructor at the Paracletus. I want to make sure I'm saying that right. Paracletos?
Yeah.
Say it one more time.
Paracletos.
Yes, Paracletos Institute International in Fayetteville, Georgia. Dr. Stanford has a certification of Christian education, a double bachelor's of theology and religious education, a master's of religious counseling education, and a doctorate of biblical studies, and is a certified Paracletos counseling specialist. Dr. Stanford is the CEO and founder of I Am Somebody Counseling Center, Inc. Her purpose, hope, H-O-P-E, helping others progress effectively. Let me say that again. Hope, helping others progress effectively. Her mission, give hope to everyone that I come in contact with. Give hope to someone that deserves a second chance to become themselves. I am somebody, Dr. Michelle H. Stanford. Thank you for joining us here on Curzon 3D Radio. How are you tonight?
I am wonderful. How are you? And thank God that you invited me here tonight.
I am absolutely fabulous. And anybody that know me, know Auntie, always try to stay on 100 because that's how I do it. Look, we are very transparent here. We are very open. We're going to get in. We may ask you, I'm going to ask you some good questions. I'm going to ask you some of the questions that you want me to ask. But Auntie's going to ask some hard questions too. Because
okay.
When I want to know, I just want to know. But we're going to definitely keep it clean and keep it festive and live. If we have to cry, we kind of got a little teary last weekend. But if we have to go there, we will, because we are just that transparent. But I want to, first of all, let's talk about seriously so people will understand. Because when I went in and I did research about domestic violence and everything,
mm-hmm.
and I learned that there are so many different types of domestic violence. There's the physical abuse, the emotional abuse, but there's also the psychological abuse,
mm-hmm.
sexual abuse or coercion, even reproductive and financial, reproductive coercion, financial abuse, digital abuse, stalking falls under domestic abuse. There are
mm-hmm.
so many different types, but I really want to hear what you say domestic violence is.
Domestic violence actually is a simply saying that it's a pattern of power or control that's perpetrated by one intimate partner to a next, willingly intimidation from one person to another. Just simply put, power and control.
And just so everybody understands, domestic violence comes in all sizes and shapes because every relationship is different. If you are, if you have a feeling that you are a loved one, maybe in an abusive relationship or in an abusive relationship, please share the domestic violence hotline, 800-799-7233, 1-800-799-7233. Or if you are in immediate danger, please dial 911 if you feel like you're in immediate danger, because we are talking about domestic violence. And if you are listening in and you are experiencing or have experienced domestic violence, we want you to get help more than anything.
Absolutely.
There's no judgment
Absolutely.
Here. We don't have any hell or heaven to put you in, but we definitely want you to get out of hell and get some help. So we're going to be talking about that tonight. Again, the National Domestic Violence Hotline is 1-800-799-7233. And when I went on to a couple of the domestic violence page, one thing that literally frightened me, Dr. Michelle, is that on all of them, they had these blinking signs. If you are in immediate danger, hang up, hang up, hang up, hang up. I didn't understand that. So if I guess it was because if they were caught on those websites that they can get beat or hurt behind that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then you have to realize with any technology these days, there's always a history. And you can always go back to see if you've been on the internet or anything like that. And it's going to pop up. So, yes, just an indication of saying, okay, if you are in that moment, at that time, if you're in a domestic violence situation, it's just a blink to say, hang up, call 911 at the time. That's where you will have the help that you need.
Oh, wow. And it matters because what I'm understanding is domestic violence is prevalent in every community, and it affects all people regardless of age, socioeconomic status, sexual orientation, gender, race, religion, or nationality. Physical violence is often accompanied by emotional distress, emotional batter as well. Let's talk about some of the statistics that I have here because this was astounding to me. It says that every 9 seconds in the U.S., a woman is assaulted or beaten.
Yes, every 9 seconds.
Every 9 seconds?
Every
Girl,
9 seconds.
Called, I mean, just said, hey, and that was 9 seconds, and somebody got hit.
Every nine seconds. Yes, every 9 seconds a woman is being abused. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
And another amazing statistic was in the U.S., I'm not talking about in a third world country, in the U.S., on average, of 20 people are physically abused by an intimate partner every minute.
Uh-huh.
That's somebody that's probably saying, I love you. And I guess that's where the breakdown is for me, Dr. Michelle, is because I always understood that love didn't hurt. And I'm not just talking about emotionally, but definitely physically. Love doesn't hurt.
Absolutely. But if you've never known what real love is, if that's all that you've seen all of your life, you know that love is what you see. And if you've only seen the hurt and the pain all of your life, that's what you know love is. Love is not supposed to hurt.
No. And I guess I would probably have the question, where was the ball dropped? Because it could not possibly be when you're in the midst or in that relationship.
Okay, let's go back to the lady that you just gave the testimony about today when she, with the purple that you told her about domestic violence. Even with when she said, and I can relate to what she said, that being abused, that she saw it all of her life or she lived it all her life. Okay, I did too. And that's all I knew was abuse. So running from abuse that I thought, running to the man that I married, thought that I was leaving abuse, but ran into the arm of a psychopath. I thought it was okay. I thought it was right because that's all I saw in my home.
So you can relate to her because you went from one abusive situation, from the cradle abuse to the loving abuse, to a person
absolutely.
That you thought loved you and they abused you as well.
Well, not only saying the person that I thought that loved me, because even with being sexual abused from the age that I thought was 3, that was the first seed that was implanted into me, I love you. So that's what I thought love was. Okay, I grew up thinking that love was sex because that was the first seed that was implanted into me. But trying to get away from abuse, I went into the arms of someone that was an abuser but didn't know at the beginning. But once the relationship got on to what it was, it became the same thing. But like I said, that's all I knew. That's all I saw growing up. So I'm thinking that this is right.
Okay, so let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
Before you married this person, did you experience any type of abuse prior to marrying this person?
From him?
Yes, from him.
No. No. Not before an intimate marriage relationship, no.
Okay.
No. And that was where the Go ahead.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
And that was what the glistening thing was, the bright thing. Okay, God, okay, I'm finally away from this abusive situation and within my home. You know, when okay, there's someone that really, truly loves me, that shows me the things that I want to be shown. But it's all just like, I'll say, going fishing and you catch that fish. And once you catch that fish, you do what you want to with that fish. So once I was caught on that line, that hook, and was reeled in, that's when it all started.
Oh, wow. So let me ask you, I'm going to open the questions to the other hosts as well, but let me ask you this question, because this is kind of, now, okay, so it didn't start until you really got reeled in, and did you share with him that you was abused at home?
No. No, because I was afraid to lose the first thing that I ever thought that was real love. No, because if I had to share that I was being abused, or first thing is that shameness that you have that comes over you, that no, how dare you tell anybody? No.
Were you extremely young when you met him?
At the age of 22.
Okay, so you were pretty young. All right, ladies, do you have any, I'm going to go ahead and open the questions, Monty or Swan, if you have any questions for Dr. Michelle before I hit it again with stats.
At what age did you were married to him? What age did you marry him?
22.
You married him at 22, the same year you met him?
Yeah, maybe about 6 months later.
Wow. So do you think that you really got a chance to really know him before? I mean, some people say 6 months is a short time, you know.
It was
show you characteristics?
It was very short. But being abused at home, the type of abuse that I was going through at home, physically, sexually, mentally, and you're trying to escape.
Right, you were trying to get out of your surroundings. So you went from one abusive place into another, and you didn't see it coming. Did he show, like, any traits? Did you see, like, traits with how he behaved around his family or his friends that maybe he might have an anger issue? No?
No, not in the beginning, no.
Wow. And how long did it take before?
What do you feel like was his triggers? What do you feel like triggered him?
Yeah.
What was his triggers?
The controlling part, to where, because my family siblings are very close, and seeing the closeness that I have with my siblings, or being out with my siblings, it would trigger to the point of that, just have that closeness with them. And from the point of saying, well, okay, I saw you kiss your brother on the cheek, or I saw your brother kiss you on the cheek, or one of the family friends. And it started basically from there.
Wow.
Let me say, Swan, did you have anything?
Well, I just wanted to say about the mental and the emotional abuse as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, well, let me ask that question, I guess. When did you notice that it was that the mental part came and the emotional abuse came?
The mental part is mostly when, oh God, when it gets so devastating to you start thinking about harming yourself or blaming yourself.
Right.
And the emotional part is when you're like, well, okay, why? Or what didn't I do right this time? Or you're cooking the favorite meal and you know what the favorite meal is, but say it's pork chops, green beans, corn, and whatever, and you fry the pork chops instead of baking the pork chops.
Mm.
Okay, I got it wrong.
Mm.
So something as trivial as that could set that person off.
Yes, controlling. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I mean, I hear you, baby, but, I mean, you can eat these fried pork chops, but that's just my mentality. Well, I don't know.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I'm listening to Auntie, and Auntie is, you know, she, you know, when I stop and I think about it, because like I said, just listening to my mom or my mother-in-law talk about it. My mother-in-law once said she was home and she had a pen, you know, the babies wore the diapers, and she had a pen in her mouth getting ready to pin the diaper on the baby, and he just walked in and, like she said something about the food, and she said, next thing she know, whop, she said, I ain't found that pen to this day.
Ooh,
you know, because, you know, just here for whatever reason, and
absolutely.
And like she was saying, it could be just because, you know, you cooked the wrong food or gave them the wrong drink or whatever. They just, it just sets them off.
I mean, I and this is why I guess it's just a little bit more difficult for me, because when you are raised in a, and like I shared with you, Dr. Michelle, you know, that family, that loving family, we say I love
yes.
you, my dad, my mom,
yes.
we all just, we're there, and
yes.
to, you know, hear that somebody else or know someone else, that when I was talking to Swan today, I was like, girl, who, because I come over, I'm the type that I'm going to, hey, I'm going to see dude, that's just me,
mm-hmm.
and it ain't even my dude. You know what I'm saying? But if I know somebody need me, I'm that girl that will go. And,
but you know what? But you know what? You know what, Auntie? Even if you were my girlfriend at that time that I was going through that, do you think I would dare tell you that?
Right. You mm-hmm. didn't share it.
Because,
but how can a real true friend not know that you are,
no.
you know, it's only so many floors and so many, you
no,
ain't failed that
no,
many
ma'am.
Times.
No, ma'am.
No,
ma'am.
They keep it
no, ma'am.
Hidden.
Yes, but so and that's where the mental thing, the mental. Yes, how dare I tell you that? Because I know you're coming, and once you leave, oh, it just happened with my brothers coming to my house. But once they leave, I get the retaliation.
That's right.
So do you dare think that I'm going to tell you that? That's one less beating that I can save.
And you got to remember, most of the time they're isolated. They start to mentally.
Absolutely. Yes,
to stay away from their family.
I have
everybody.
Photos in my phone right now of a friend that's being abused, and it's no matter how much I've tried to get her out of the situation to go over there, she stays, and I'm worried to death about her. And it took a long time for her to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it could be
fine. Dr. Michelle, what makes women stay in these situations?
So many differences. The biggest one is fear. The biggest thing is fear for their life. Because if anyone ever tells you that if I cannot have you, no one else will, believe it.
Mm. Well, somebody has said that. Yeah. More than one person has said that to me, but around. Baby, kill me not. I guess when I say kill me not, it ain't what they weren't ready.
Wow.
So I mean,
but I don't know what it is.
That's the biggest thing is fear. Absolutely, fear. And then if you have children, and then if you're in that financial part, if they're controlling all of the finances, you don't have a car. Where are you going? You might have tried to leave. Usually, a victim tries to leave at least 99.7% of the time, at least 7 times before the last time is the last time. How many of those come out in death?
Whoa.
Let me talk about the economic part of it.
Okay.
Economically, 8 million days of paid work is missed.
Workers.
every year over domestic violence. 8 million days of paid work each year is missed because of victims of domestic violence. $8.3 billion annually. And the makeup, medical bills, and all of that stuff for the cost of domestic violence. Guys, when I tell you that, you do not understand that 21 to 60% of victims of domestic violence lose their job due to reasons stemming from their abuse.
Yes.
Can you imagine that?
Yes, been there, done that, yes. Yes, ma'am. Because how are you going to go in? You just came in yesterday. Everything was cool. You're pretty. But tomorrow you got a black eye. You got stitches in your face.
Mm.
Your jaw is broken. You've been shot in the ankle. So, I mean, what?
Wow. Burnt cigarettes between your light matches, between your toes, my mama would say.
Yes, ma'am. Locked in
what
the room.
Matches between your toes.
Mm-hmm.
Burned with
that?
Cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
I wear the torture to get you to do what he wants you to do when he wants you to do it. It's a form of torture.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, help me, Father, help me. God knows what he's doing. He know.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
He know, because everybody can't deal with that. Everybody is not. Everybody can't handle that. Everybody just cannot handle that because. And I guess now, I mean, because the median age for domestic violence, well, domestic violence is most common between ages 18 and 24. But I'm going to say it's even less than that because I know students that are in my high school classes that are being physically abused by guys.
Yes.
Wow.
So
yes,
it's not just regulated to adults. These children are dealing with domestic violence.
Yes. Because either they're seeing it at home, or either they've been abused. Or that's like I said, it's a trend, it's a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's controlled.
Oh yeah.
Let me say this, ladies, because maybe you don't quite get the picture, but In a typical day, a domestic violence hotline nationwide can receive approximately 20,800 calls a day.
Unbelievable.
And those are the ones that's answered. Yes, because if I'm on 1-800 hotline and I hear him pulling in the driveway or coming up the steps or opening the door, I'm hanging up. Those are the ones that's answered.
And I found this interesting too, Dr. Michelle, that only 34% of people who are injured by intimate partners receive medical care for their injuries. So the rest of them are just not going to the hospital at all?
No, they're not. It was many a times that I didn't go because I was threatened. If I go, the police is going to be called, and then he's going to get arrested, and then when he gets out, what's going to happen?
And if you have children in the house, they're scared to lose their kids. Mm.
That was another thing that I found out that I didn't know about was that if you are arrested for, I mean, if domestic violence takes place, and there are children in the home, that they can take your children. Just because you're in a domain, not that the man has ever beat the children, but because he's beating you, that they can take your children from you.
Most of the time they are beat the kids too.
Yes. Or some type. It doesn't have to be the physical abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 9 times out of 10 what the children suffer is the mental and the emotional abuse. They don't have to hit them. Abuse. Physical is not only, you know.
And that's
how
really
often do you believe, or what percentages of males that experience abuse in the home end up being abusers themselves? Because I did not find that. Is that pretty common?
It is, but because of the male gender, it's not a direct percentage because they don't report it.
report it.
Because of being that, that it's just the gender thing, the man, the pride. But believe me, it happens more often than we know, than we think. But it's not reported as much.
Now, this is another astounding fact about the man being abused. So I'm going to ask, are women the only subjects of domestic violence? Or, you know, how common now is the men? Because I've seen a couple of shows where the men have been complaining about the women beating them.
Yes, ma'am. And, again, as I say, there's not a realistic number because they don't report it. But, yes, it does happen. I'm in counseling session right now with a young man for domestic violence. Yes.
And they're calling it domestic abuse instead of domestic violence because it takes on so many forms, whereas you got the teen dating, you got the mental abuse, emotional abuse. So, you know, it's domestic abuse right now is what they're considering it because it's so it's just out there.
The different branches, absolutely.
So many forms.
Is there a certain category of people that experience domestic violence? I mean, do you find that more African-Americans, more Hispanics, more wealthy, more poor people? What?
No, ma'am.
All of them. Not,
any race,
not all.
Age, gender, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Gender, it doesn't
matter. Man on man, woman on woman,
heterosexual, the gay lesbians, yes, it doesn't matter. Religion, it doesn't matter.
In some cultures, you know, whereas they think it's acceptable when they come to the United States, you know, we have to deal with that a lot as well. Because they think, it, you know, where it may be acceptable in other cultures, but
absolutely.
Not here.
It's a normal thing, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about, very quickly, I Am Somebody Counseling Center and how that came about. Before I get into that, if you are listening to Curzon 3D Radio and you would like to say hi to Dr. Michelle or any one of us here at Curzon 3D Radio, just press 1 to come into the conversation. If you have been enlightened or if you are experiencing a situation, I know that if you're in an abusive situation that you may not want to air it on the air, but Dr. Michelle is going to give you her information that if you would like to talk with her that you can do that. We want you to definitely be safe and in a safe environment, but we definitely want to hear from some of our listening audience tonight. So if you would just press 1 and just say hi to let us know that you're listening and that you're getting it and that you now know how to help someone that is in an abusive situation. So definitely press 1. Thank you. Dr. Michelle, tell us a little bit about your counseling center.
Okay, this is might be when we need our tissues. Before we go into I Am Somebody Counseling Center. Growing up, being sexually abused, mentally abused, physically abused, always told that I was nothing, I was nobody, I would never amount to anything, nobody loved me, you're ugly, you're fat, you're nothing. So I started living that life of, okay, whatever. And growing up, I just always thought that I was nothing, I would never amount to anything, I would never be anybody. Nobody loves me. I'm fat. You know, nobody wants me. And growing up, that's what I heard every day. And growing up, like I said, sex was the first seed that was deposited into my spirit, and that's what I thought love was. So that's the life that I started living. If I had sex, he'll love me. I had sex for survival. I had sex to have somewhere to sleep at night, being homeless, not having anywhere to go, any food to eat, but I know sex would get me there. So that's the life that I live. And so I tried to take my life twice, being in a mental stage, just giving up. You know, what is it that I have to live for? And so one day, and I just stopped and I just asked God, why? Why? I just wanted to live a normal life. I just wanted to be like all of the other teenage girls. And he said, you know what? He said, it wasn't for you. He said, it was for that one that don't know how to fight back. And he says, that one that has everything in life but don't know how to get out.
Mm.
He said, I do tell you this. You are mine. I created you in my image. And you are somebody.
Yeah.
And from that day on, I pick myself up, I dust myself off, I pick my head up, and I started walking straight. And that's how I got the name of my center, I Am Somebody Counseling Center, because he made me. I am somebody. I am wonderfully and spiritually made.
Yes.
Philippians 4:3, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens
me.
Yes,
and that's
good.
What I walked in every day. And my vision was a center. He gave me everything. But then he turned around and made me mobile.
Mm.
So I go to wherever I'm needed.
Mm-hmm.
And my testimony a couple of weeks ago was that I have enough faith to believe that my counseling is going to be international.
That's it.
And after
That's
I talked
it.
To Auntie, after she called me, I had to change that thing and said that I have enough faith to know that my counseling is international. So this is my first flight.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. I am somebody.
That's
and that's what I have to instill into everyone that I come in contact with, hope, helping others to progress effectively.
Mm-hmm.
I can help you progress, but if you're not progressing effectively, I'm in vain. And that word parakletos is the Greek word for Holy Spirit.
Spirit, mm-hmm.
So I have to rely on the Holy Spirit to direct me, to lead me. Anything that needs to be said, any question that needs to be answered. But my main goal is to let a person know that there is a whole person recovery, mind, spirit, and body. And the ultimate thing is that you are somebody.
Mm.
Mm. Dr. Michelle.
Yes.
Coming out of the abusive relationship takes healing. I know it does.
Mm-hmm.
Is it something that you can do by yourself, or you have to have help?
You have to have help.
Okay.
And the first help that you need is Jesus Christ. Because
mm-hmm.
the only way that you can help yourself is to know that healing is within inside of yourself. The first thing you have to do is to forgive yourself.
Yeah.
For all of the things that you thought that you did wrong, all of the ways that the things that you did that they told you that wasn't right, you have to forgive yourself to know that it was not your fault. Second of all, yes, you must. It's a must. That you forgive your perpetrator.
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, you will never have a whole person recovery. But Jesus Christ is the first and foremost solution. Because without him, you cannot forgive. But forgiveness is the key. You have to forgive before you can do any process of healing. It's just the bottom line. The renewing of your mind, Romans 12 and 2. You have to renew your mind from the ways of the things that you've thought, the ways that you think. The renewing of your mind will start the newness in you in your walk into healing. You can't think the same way and get different results. It won't happen. Paracletos, the Holy Spirit, I'm a Christian counselor. Without him, there is no healing.
Now, preparing, I'm going to say that, and I'm not, that's why I have you, because you're the professional, and because I need to hear it. Preparing to leave a, you must, I suspect that you must prepare to leave a domestic violence situation. How does one prepare? What happened with you? How did you leave that situation? I know with the young lady I talked to today, she was only able to get free when her husband was killed in a car accident. But, I mean, that has to be like one in a million, you know, kind of situation.
Yes.
How do you prepare to leave or a domestic violence situation?
The first thing is you have to make sure that you are ready to leave for the last time. The last time is the last time. That's the first thing that should happen. Then you have to have a plan of how you're going to leave. You just can't jump up in the middle of the night and say, I'm leaving. You have to have a plan. Stash back money. If it's only a dollar at a time, if it's a quarter at a time, at any presentable time. If you have children, pack as many bags as you can for you and your children unnoticeably. When you go to the grocery store, because 9 times out of 10, you are the one that's going to the grocery store, buy as many as perishable foods as you can when you go to the grocery store. Things as like crackers, applesauce, Vienna sausages, anything that will take you over. If you have to leave in the middle of the night, is that when he's working? Buy a prepaid phone. When you get ready to leave the house, turn off and throw away that original phone that you have, if all possible, in a body of water. In case there is a tracking device on the phone that you have that you're unaware of, because believe me, some of them do keep track.
Oh, Lord, say it ain't so.
Make sure that wherever it is that you're leaving, you make sure that you know your abuser timing second per second. When he's coming or when she's going, if it's a he, if it's a she, have that timing down pat. Don't do anything unusual on that said day that you're going to leave that could cause any type of suspicion. And make sure that you have arranged wherever you're going, that is a safe haven for you, your children, to reside. It might be in a different state, but there are steps. You just can't wake up in the middle of the night and say, I'm leaving you. No, that could be your life. That could be your children's life. You have to have a plan. But the first thing is you must be ready to leave for the last time. The last time is the last time. Because like I said, 99.7% of victims leave 7 times before that last time is the last time. But it doesn't matter. Sister girl could come get you. Mama could come get you. Daddy can, brothers, sisters. But until you are ready to leave, there is nothing no one could do, because you have to be ready.
let me ask you about that, because you just said mother, sister, sister, girlfriend can come get you.
Yeah.
And I'm only asking because I really want to know, mm-hmm. what is the judgment factor? I mean, how did your family judge you when they finally figured that you understood that you were in a abusive relationship? Did they judge you, or did they just accept the fact that you were?
Well, in that time, in that age, it was something that was not called domestic violence at that time. It was something that wasn't called abuse at that time. It was just, hey, they got fighting again, or he beat her up again, or she's at the hospital again. What I mean, it was looked over. That's why we're in the place that where we are now with all of the mental issues, PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
With the survivors, because believe me, I don't care how many years that you've been out, PTSD.
You have those flashbacks and all of that. Mm-hmm.
Or the aftermath. I had a segment in my conference this weekend that one of the young ladies did a segment on the aftermath. Even though you're a survivor, you still have these things that's going on with you mentally. I've been out for 20-plus years, but there's still some times that I could be driving and on my way home, oh, God, I got to hurry up and get home. I got to do this. And I have to stop and remind myself, you don't live like that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not something once you become a survivor that you have the counseling sessions or you go through what you go, that it dissolves. No, it doesn't. It's a lifetime thing. You cope with it better. You deal with it better. You know how to handle it better. You know the signs. But the PTSD is there.
That's a lot to take in, and I know that we kind of need to really have another show where we can really truly break down the different types and
mm-hmm.
understand the emotional side of it. It's so much to
yes.
me, the physical is there, and the bruises and the scars sometimes
mm-hmm.
heal, but that
mm-hmm.
emotional abuse, those flashbacks, and you know the
mm-hmm.
what you were just stating, it has to cut deep, and
yes.
Just so happy to hear, because you are now remarried, correct?
Yes, 20 years.
And
yes.
that, you know, the young lady found love again, you found love again and trust. I mean, because I've heard a lot of the girls, like even one of my students was in an abusive relationship, and now she doesn't date guys anymore. She dates girls.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. But it happens in those relationships just as many.
Yeah, so it's so much that we need to talk about. We are definitely over our hour, and I do apologize.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to just give you some reasons that women or men, they stay in abusive situations so that, you know, we're not judging them or, you
yes,
know, we're not
–
We allow our judgment of the situation to cause us not to help. And
absolutely.
Because we want all the hurt to be healed. But you need
yes.
to know why people are there, why they're staying in. And maybe if you can appeal to that, why they're staying in, to help them. Because if you really know why a person is in a situation that they're in, then that's
yes.
where the true help can come from.
Yes,
so you
absolutely.
Guys need to understand, why do people stay in an abusive situation? And that's one of the most common questions I asked.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they just leave, you know?
Yes.
But sometimes
yes.
it's easier said than done. So I'm going to just share a couple of the reasons why. Right after that, we'll go and thank Dr. Michelle, and then we'll go into our beauty segment, because I'm sure Swan has something so exciting that can help us. Again, if you're listening in, and you would like to get involved in a conversation or just make a comment, concern, observation, dial 347-945-5886, 347-945-5886, and press 1. You have to press 1 to actually get into the queue. The reasons why people stay in abusive situations, abusive relationships, the victims fear the abuser's violent behavior will escalate if they try to leave. That's the number one reason. And I mean, to escalate to the point of death. Number two, the abuser has threatened to kill the victim, the victim's family, friends, pets, children, or even themselves. You know, they will threaten, I'll kill myself if you leave. So, yeah, you have to look at that. And we don't know. The victim loves his or her abuser and believes that they will change. The victim believes abuse is a normal part of a relationship. It's normal. The victim is in financial is financially dependent upon the abuser. So, you know, they have to live by that person. Another reason the abuser has threatened to take the victim's children away is he or she leaves. And I think a lot of them stay for the kids. The victim wants his or her children to have two parents. So I want the daddy in the household, or, you know, I want the mom in the household. So the two-parent sickness. Also, the victim's religious or cultural belief preclude him or her from leaving. And I think that's a lot what Swan was talking about in certain cultures, you know, they can't leave. Because of their marriage or their religion. The victim has low self-esteem and believes that he or she is to blame for the abuse because of the self-esteem. This one was the most astounding to me. The victim is embarrassed to let others know that they're being abused. They're just embarrassed.
That is shame.
The victim has nowhere else to go. They have nowhere else to go, and that is a reason why they stay, because they really just don't have anywhere to go. The victim fears retribution from the abuser's friends and family is another reason why they stay. So there are so many reasons why people stay in these abusive situations. And all I can say is, because it's just something that I thank God that I've never had to live with, and I'm praying for every woman that has to live through it and survived and got out and found a way out. And Dr. Michelle, I really want you to, when we come back from talking with Swan and see it in 3D and having our beauty tips, just to share your information, share where they can reach you, or if they can reach you by phone. Is that fair? Is that something that you would do, talk to someone via the phone?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. All right, so we're going to see it in 3D, and then we'll come back and close out our show for tonight. Swan, take it away.
So, sit in 3D, I just kind of wanted to talk about some of the major points of domestic abuse and just how it happens. Some of the things, that I pulled out of it, and I got this information from End Abuse for Good, and they're just talking about intensified, you know, excessive charm. Most of the time they're lying, covering up insecurity, needing to know when and where you are, your friends and everything. So I just want to give a couple tips on how it starts and how it happens and how it continues to go and grow. They want you to be isolated. And I think these are some of the things that we all already talked about as well, just being isolated, you know, trying to keep you away from your family and your friends, and everything you have to do is going to be dependent upon that person. The blame game, making you feel guilty and responsible for their aggressiveness or their destructive behavior, making you feel that it is your fault. Jealousy, behaving irrationally when interacting with other people. These are just some signs, guys, that you have to stop and look for. Criticism, calling you overweight, ugly, stupid, and what happens again, it becomes emotional. You start to believe it and think those things, and then just being around those people, because we were talking about the family and the friends not knowing. So what we have to do, too, is to look deeper at each other, especially if we're
if you're thinking it's probably happening, it's probably happening.
Probably is. Okay.
Anger, overreacting to small problems, and we talked about that, and I gave the example of my mother-in-law with the pen in her mouth, and maybe they have outbursts or having severe mood swings, drinking, partying, you know, all those things are different, going to be signs that we all have to make sure that we're looking for. And I know I heard her talking about control, telling you how to wear your hair, when to speak, what to think. Showing up uninvited at your home, your school, your job. Those are things you must pay attention to. Checking your cell phone, checking your emails, you know, intimate things. You're going to have some privacy at some point in your life. Or sabotage, making you miss work, school, and an interview, a test, competition, you know, or competing with you. By starting a fight, having a meltdown, or getting sick, making you get sick. So you got to stop and think about all of these things. So I just wanted to kind of give a little bit of those tips based and summarize some of the things that we've already been talking about. But I know I talked to Omega earlier, and we just talked about some reconstructive surgeries and things that people may have. And I know one site I looked up, and it was this lady, she had been abused by her ex-boyfriend, and long story short, he came at her with a knife threatening her, and she was like, she never ever suspected that he would use the knife on her, and he ended up cutting her in the face between 40 and 50 times. And there is a service out there that she actually went to this particular group, and what they did was they reconstructed her face for her for free. So I just wanted to leave you guys with that. If you're in a situation, domestic abuse, and remember we said it can be more than physical abuse, so right. We want to make, especially teens, we didn't go into it real deep with teens, but teen dating, but you want to make sure that you are opening your eyes, opening your ears, and listening and paying attention and making sure that you have someone that you can go to. Don't feel trapped. I know it's easier said than done. But find someone that you can go to, a place that you can go to. There are many secret shelters out there, places that you can run to. I know one of the cases that I pulled up was another lady, and that's what she did. She ended up just running. And I heard her talk. She gave some great examples of what to do with your phone, what to do with your, you know, the things that you have to pack in your food. I never would have thought about it, but it's so true. So let's end with that. As she said, we can go on and on. So don't hesitate to dial 911. There's domestic shelters out there and domestic abuse hotlines and out there. So, guys, please be safe.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, that was See It in 3D, our beauty segment that Ms. Swan was just sharing with us, guys, because at the end of the day, if it's any way that you can reach out or call a shelter or anything or get help, we want you to be able to do that because it's important. And Dr. Michelle, the things, like when Swan was saying that you're fat, you're ugly,
they make you believe it. They make you believe this. Nobody else wants me. He's the only one that's going to love me. They make you believe it.
And that there's not one spark of hope. Is that, I mean, what makes a person then call then? I mean, what makes a person finally call for help or to leave?
That last time, as I said, when the last time is the last time, when you just get tired, you just come to your senses, and it's like, hey, God brings that light into your head. This is not what's meant for you. You got to get, it's either your life or his life. And I chose to live.
Now, is your abuser still living? Is he...
Yes.
And is he sorry? Is he remorseful? Are you guys still friends?
Oh, no, ma'am. We're not friends.
I heard you say you have to forgive.
I did have to forgive him. Yes, I had to for myself. I have no hard feelings against him. I'm not angry with him. I used to I don't hate him because now I see that everything that I've gone through, as I say, when God spoke to me, it wasn't for me. Satan just say, hey, it was necessary.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Has your abuser apologized to you? Has he come to you and said he was wrong in his actions and what he did to you?
No, because they don't ever think they're wrong.
That's right. That's true.
They don't ever think they're wrong.
That's true. And I know my dad's deceased now, but my mom, oh, my God, so many years later, my mom couldn't hardly be in a room with him. And he could say something, and he would, you know, because he thought it was still a joke.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
wow.
He would say something before he passed, and you know, he would say something to her, and she would instantly just get upset, you know. And it was because of the way, you know, when those memories come back, mm-hmm. she, you know, she continued to be cordial, I guess, with him for us, you know, even though
mm-hmm.
they were not together. Because when she left, when she made a decision
mm-hmm.
to leave, mm-hmm. he beat her one time. I forgot she said, with a coil or something.
Mm-hmm.
Iron cord, and she had welts on her legs, and she says she went to the judge. This was years ago, and she went to the judge, and you know, they were so quick to say, oh, just go back or whatever, y'all can work it out. And showed that judge her legs, and he was like, oh my God, because she said, if I go back, I'm killing.
Yeah, and that's when you come really to that decision is you gotta live or you're gonna die. What?
Yeah.
And you gotta choose. You just gotta choose if you're gonna live or if you're gonna die.
Yeah.
Especially if you have that opportunity to.
That's right. Because I'm telling you, the lady that I read about, she said, I never thought he would do it. She said, I never thought he would do it. And he ended up slashing her face like 40 times.
When you could be late, get a chance, Google Christy Sims. She's from Atlanta.
Yeah,
Google.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Her story.
Mm-hmm. It's real. I tell you.
It's real.
The acid in the face and all of that.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
That is
it's real.
When a person does something like that, they hate you. If a person can take a knife and stab you in the face 50-something times, they literally hate you.
That's the anger in the face that's in them. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Michelle, I want you
to be able to help someone. I want you to share your information with our listening audience and those that may listen to this archive show and how they can reach you at I Am Somebody.
My 24/7 number is 706-975-0079. Again, 706-975-0079. My email is mstanford176@charter.net. Email again is mstanford176@charter.net. And I am mobile, and I do travel to wherever I am needed.
Amen. That is absolutely fabulous. Now, I want to make sure that we stay in contact and we're doing some things. Hopefully you'll be able to come out to our Dynasty Weekend December the 2nd because I definitely extended the invitation so that you can speak at one of the workshops that we're having just to talk about self-esteem and self-confidence and how it can definitely keep you out of that domestic violence situation.
Yes,
so I'm excited about that. And we definitely are thankful that you joined us here on Curzon 3D Radio. And we will be partnering to do some things to get this message out there, because I think the more that we can reach, the better off we will all be, you know, if we're out of, if we can help save one person or have make one survivor, it's worth everything that we talked about here today. You know, when someone says, "I want out," and those are like magic to my ears, because I want to hear more women say, "I want out."
Yes.
No more.
Yes.
I don't want it anymore. I don't want this anymore. So what I'm going to be doing, and this is just an honor for domestic violence, I want us to all pledge to end violence against women, period. I want us to do that. So what I'm asking is that everyone that is listening, that you send a message, or you can send it to our actual email address if you want to send a photo, your first name and your city and state to curvesn3d@gmail.com. That's curvesn3d@gmail.com. Or you can message us on Facebook at Curzon3D Radio. Curzon3D Radio, your first name, the city and state that you live in, and a photo. And what we're going to do is we're going to start a pledge on with Curzon3D Radio to put an end to violence against women. And if you want to stand with us, stand in agreement with us to end violence against women, send in your name, your first name only. We don't need last names, just your first name, the city and state you live in, and a photo. And we will post it in a post that we're going to be creating when I get off the show tonight. I'm going to go ahead and create that post with my photo, my name, and my city and state, and saying that I pledge to partner with other women, other like-minded, positive women, to end violence against women.
Yeah.
And we want everybody to partner with us and send that in. So, Dr. Michelle, I'm going to be looking for your post and your pledge. And I do have a pledge. I pledge to take action to end domestic violence, to learn about the facts, warning signs, and educate myself and my community. Speak up against discrimination and violence to break the stigma. Support survivors by reassuring them that they are not alone, that help is out there. Listen to survivors without judgment, reassuring their trust and safety. Donate your time, funds, support to programs helping victims overcome traumatic experience. Empower survivors to seek financial independence through programs and different trainings so that they can become empowered and they can say no more, so they can say, "I won't out." I pledge, and I hope you ladies will stand and pledge with me to end violence against women.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right, and when we post your pledge, all I'm asking you to do is to tag up to 5 other positive women like yourself. Just tag their name in it and tell them that they just need to send in their photos, because we want to inundate Curzon3D Radio timeline with this post that women can actually pledge to end violence against women. So thank you, ladies, for standing with me and pledging with me. This has been an absolute tremendous show. Thank you so much, Dr. Michelle Stanford, for coming in and pledging with us and standing with us, but more importantly, for sharing with us, because this is real. Domestic violence is real, and it's happening every second, every 9 seconds it's happening. So we want to make sure that we have some help out there. You can reach out to me, anybody that Auntie will get you some help any way that I can. If you need to speak with me, I can be reached at 304-504-MPAC, and I think that's the easiest number for me. It's 304-504-MPAC, and I will get you some help. So Dr. Michelle, can you share your information one more time so that they can reach out to you?
Yes, my 24/7 number is 706-975-0079, 706-975-0079, 975-0079.
All right. Thank you so much. And that is where they can reach you to talk or to share or to get help, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Thank you. All right. Ladies, it has been a pump, pleasing pleasure. We thank you for sharing our October with us, our October series, Celebrate Good Times. And we are celebrating, again, our second birthday, our second anniversary, whatever you want to call it. But we have been live and on the air for 2 years. We are a syndicated show. We're live with over a million listeners in 200 countries. So we want to celebrate that as well. I thank all of our listeners that have come on and listened to, with us today in the Curvy Studio here on Curves and 3D Radio. Thank you to our special guest, Dr. Michelle Harris Stanford out of Georgia. I am the owner and founder of I Am Somebody Counseling Center. If you need help, please reach out to Dr. Stanford, Dr. Michelle, like she likes to be affectionately called, because she can help. And at the end of the day, if you need help, get help. We definitely love you, ladies. Have a great weekend and a swell week. We will be back with you next month. We'll be in November the next time you talk with us next Thursday. We will be in our November month. And, of course, that is where we give thanks. And we're excited about November and closing out December strong. So I love you guys. And until next week, keep it curvy, baby. Good night.
Love you tonight.
Good night.
Love you guys.
Night.
Good night.